Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Monty Irvin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clint Hartung. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Sam Jethro. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ebba St. Clair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Addis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is called out on strikes. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by St. Clair for a passed ball. Stanky moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stanky. The throw from St. Clair and he is safe. Stanky steals third. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. St. Clair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball four. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball four. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball towards center. Jethro catches it and throws to first to double up Lockman. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartsfield strikes out. Two outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-1 in the game. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartung hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elliott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive to center field. Thompson throws towards the plate. Westrum fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Westrum. Torgerson scores. Elliott moves to third. Gordon moves to second. It's 1-0, Braves. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-1 in the game. St. Clair takes first base on ball 4. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-1 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Gordon moves to third. St. Clair moves to second. Two outs. Willard Marshall pinch hits for Johnny Logan. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Irvin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr now playing shortstop. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. Lark takes first base on ball 4. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Lark moves to second. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hearn bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lark moves to third. Westrum moves to second. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparn strikes out. 1 out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartsfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0 for 2 in the game. Jethro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Sparn. Irvin goes all the way around to score. Thompson moves to third. It's Giants, 1, Braves, 1. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0 for 2 in the game. Hartung hits a fly ball into center field. Jethro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thompson scores. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Giants. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lark hits a line drive into left field. Gordon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gordon. Lark moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Westrum is walked intentionally. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0 for 2 in the game. Hearn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lark scores. Westrum moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Westrum moves to third. Hearn moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Irvin moves to third. Clint Hartung is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartung is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hartung strikes out. The ball gets by St. Clair. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Irvin. He's safe. Two outs. It's 4-1, Giants. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lark hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. St. Clair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-2 in the game. Addis hits a line drive into right field. Hartung settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Westrum strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hearn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lachman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lachman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Luis Marquez pinch hits for Warren Sparn. Luis Marquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marquez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartsfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Jethro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jethro is 0-for-3 in the game. Jethro hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Hartsfield moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Hoeg now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-4 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Ebba St. Clair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. St. Clair is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. St. Clair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Gordon moves to second. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gordon moves to third. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0-for-3 in the game. Addis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Gene Mock pinch runs for Walker Cooper. Bob Thorpe pinch hits for Bobby Hoeg. Bob Thorpe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thorpe hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.